Good evening. This is the KRFP Evening Report for Thursday, June 15th, 2017. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. The Idaho Supreme Court hears arguments in the grocery sales tax case. Former Republican Idaho Senator Russ Fulcher drops out of the race for governor, and two Moscow women die in separate car crashes outside of town. We'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. Attorney Brian Smith made the case before the Idaho Supreme Court today for 20 Idaho legislators who want the court to invalidate Governor Butch Otter's veto of the grocery sales tax repeal that lawmakers passed before the legislative session ended March 29th. The lawmakers say the veto happened too late and is unconstitutional. The state constitution says vetoes that occur after the end of the legislative session must occur within 10 business days after the bill is passed. They are asking the court to throw out the 1978 state Supreme Court ruling on the issue, which determined a veto is valid if it occurs after the legislative session ends and within 10 days after the governor receives the bill. It took 2 days for the grocery tax repeal bill to get to the governor's desk after lawmakers passed it this year. If the governor misses the veto deadline, the bill becomes law without his or her signature. After giving an oral argument to the court, Smith told the Spokesman Review website, "I think they try to be fair. I think there's a very high probability that they'll reverse Santa Rosa, and certainly if they follow the plain, clear, unambiguous language of the Constitution, they'll do that." Santa Rosa is the 1978 state Supreme Court case. Speaking of the Idaho Constitution during today's presentation to the state Supreme Court, Justice Joe Horton told Governor Otter's attorney, David Hensley, "I'm having a great deal of trouble finding ambiguity within the phrase 10 days after adjournment." Hensley responded, "I would caution the court not to look just at the 10-day language. I would point the court's attention to the entire sentence because it says, unless the legislature by adjournment shall prevent its return. Otherwise, how can he return that which he does not have?" The effort to repeal the veto is being led by Republican Representative Ron Nate of Rexburg and Republican Representative Brian Zollinger of Idaho Falls. Secretary of State Lawrence Denny has warned if the 40-year-old ruling is overturned in the Santa Rosa case, many other post-legislative adjournment vetoes could be affected. The court forbade Otter lawyers from arguing the constitutionality of the repeal bill. They say a part of Otter's argument that the bill is unconstitutional is, quote, not ripe. Former Republican State Senator Russ Fulcher of Meridian announced this morning he has dropped out of the Idaho governor's race for 2018. Fulcher said he will instead run for Republican U.S. Representative Raul Labrador's U.S. House seat. Fulcher has also endorsed Labrador for the governor's seat. The change means at least a two-way Republican primary next May for the U.S. House seat being vacated by Labrador. Fulcher, who is from the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party, will face former Idaho Attorney General and former Lieutenant Governor David Leroy. Democrat Michael William Smith of Post Falls has announced his intention to run for Labrador's seat as well. Fulcher received Labrador's endorsement for the congressional seat. Labrador said, "I fully support Russ Fulcher in his bid to become the next congressman from Idaho's 1st District. I am convinced this is the best move for the Republican unity and also the best move to change the direction of our state and country." Fulcher's departure from the governor's race now leaves three announced candidates: Labrador, current Lieutenant Governor Brad Little, and Boise developer Tommy Alquist, all Republicans. So far, no Democrats have announced for the governor's race. A 64-year-old Moscow woman died late yesterday afternoon in a collision on State Highway 26 about 14 miles west of Colfax. According to a Washington State Patrol press release, Linda Hammerly was driving eastbound in her 1995 Toyota Camry when she swerved onto the shoulder of the road, overcorrected, and collided with a 2009 Chevrolet driven by 32-year-old Shannon Carmody of Spokane. Emergency medical technicians pronounced Hammerly dead at the scene. State Patrol officials said the accident was due to inattentive driving. Ambulance crews took 32-year-old Colin Kerwin McAdams, a passenger in Carmody's vehicle, to Whitman County Hospital in Colfax with undisclosed injuries. All three of the people involved in the accident were wearing seatbelts. Moscow High School graduate Jalen Reed died in a head-on collision on Montana State Highway 212 near Busby early Tuesday afternoon. The 18-year-old Reed was on her way to start classes at Ivy Technical Community College in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Montana State Patrol spokesperson Avery Johnson said Reed struck a tanker truck in Bighorn County as she attempted to pass it. According to the Daily News, many at Moscow High School were shocked by the news. 18-year-old Mackenzie Bogdan, also a Moscow High School graduate, said of his friend Reed, "She was a very, very kind at heart person, super outgoing and full of fun ideas. She also wanted to brighten people's days and help others." Moscow High School principal Eric Perryman said Reed was not shy about offering her opinions with others. Perryman called Reed a kind-hearted person. Perryman said, "It's just one of the saddest things we've had around here in a long time." Her long-term goal was to be a veterinarian. She overcame some obstacles in her life, and she made it. We remain really proud of her. Palouse Police Chief Jerry Newman announced crews have installed new security cameras on West Main Street in the city. Newman said replacing the old cameras with new ones is routine when security systems become outdated. The cameras run continuously and monitor the city's RV park, sewer plant, compost area, swimming pool, and public park. Newman said the cameras are not very expensive and are funded by the city. Newman told the Daily News the police department handles installation. He said, "You can get a pretty decent camera system from Costco for about $250. I've become very adept at security camera installation." Currently, Palouse maintains 6 cameras on West Main Street and 8 others inside and outside the police building. The cameras on West Main Street also face the city bathrooms, the city parking lot, plus access points to the sewer facility and compost site. There are also video surveillance cameras aimed at most of the RV campsites. Newman said, "We have evidence on site and various people coming in and out. Cameras help keep things secure." And you're listening to the KRFP Evening Report at KRFP Moscow Pullman Community Radio for the Palouse. And we're continuing our KRFP fund drive. This is a special fund drive to increase the power of our 11 of our signal. Right now we're broadcasting from 42 watts from Paradise Ridge. We need to go up to Paradise Ridge, hire tower climbers and other people to install an antenna that will operate at 1,100 watts and broadcast to a wider area and get inside buildings, get into building penetration in various parts of Moscow and Pullman and outlying communities. 1,100-watt signal will double the number of people who live in an area receiving a city-grade signal, which is a signal that's essentially free of static and background noise because it's fairly strong. There's other people outside that area that can receive the signal, but it might not be as strong, especially inside a building. So with the new power increase, not only will the entire city of Moscow be receiving a 70 dB city-grade signal, but the city of Pullman will too, and plus a wider area of the Palouse. People will also get the signal in their car further away. With 42 watts from Paradise Ridge, we have good line of sight, but the signal is weak at 42 watts. So people get us in their cars, which have pretty sensitive receivers, and the receivers aren't blocked so much by buildings and other obstacles, but they may not get as good a signal inside a building, which normally loses about 10 dB of signal, and even more if it's a steel frame building, say, on the Washington State University campus or the University of Idaho campus. So we're working to get our FM signal upgraded. We, of course, still webcast live, and also the evening report is archived on the KRFP website, but FM reception is important. It helps introduce people to the wonderful programs we have. Sometimes they're cruising around in their car, they hear the station, and they may go inside their house and still want to listen. Some people can do that on their computers. Other people, well, there's a digital divide, you know, in this world. Not everybody has Wi-Fi in their home, and even if they do, it may not be accessible in all the rooms or by all the people living there at all times. So radios is a good way to get our programming into your ears, and by increasing our signal this summer, we will do that for more people. Now, I must mention that during this week's on-air fund drive, if you donate $10, it will be rounded up to $44 due to a generous anonymous donor to the Full Power campaign. This works for those who call in during the fund drive or those who donate through the KRFP website, krfp.org. The phone number is 208-892-9300. That's 208-892-9300. The live fund drive breaks are all day here on KRFP 90.3 FM and online, and you can donate through the website anytime. A number of people have already donated today. I'm not sure how many donated during Morning Mix, but we had five during the Brent Bench Show, and they were all matched. Another $34, bringing it up to $44. Those were $10 donations. Those were people that may not have a whole lot of money, but they will, you know, find it easy enough to donate $10. So you can call 208-892-9300. That's 208-892-9300. Right now, we have 26,600 people who live within the city grade signal area of the station. That will be more than doubled up to around 60,000 once we get the 1,100-watt directional signal on the air from Paradise Ridge later this summer. So 208-892-9300 is the number to call. 208-892-9300. And that's it for the KRFP Evening Report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather forecast for the Moscow Pullman area. There is a 100% chance of rain tonight. Low 52 degrees. The rain will come mainly before midnight and then showers after midnight. Tomorrow, 70% chance of showers, mainly afternoon. Cloudy, high 62, west winds 15, gusts up to 25. 40% chance of showers before midnight Friday night. Mostly cloudy, low 47. Mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday with a high of 67 Saturday and 75 on Sunday, and continued mostly clear Sunday night through Tuesday of next week, actually through Wednesday, with highs around 82 Monday and 77 Tuesday and Wednesday, lows in the mid to lower 50s. Currently, we've got 59 degrees at the Pullman-Moscow Regional Airport. And if you want to help KRFP keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscast you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events and the public affairs shows, plus the music and arts programming you hear every day on KRFP, be sure to become a member of KRFP. Memberships are $35 a year and $20 for students and low income. Or you can just donate $10 today to our Full Power campaign and have your donation matched by another $34, bringing your donation to $44, equal to 1 watt in the Full Power campaign. So that's 208-892-9300. That's 208-892-9300. I'm going to get off the air in a moment to answer the phones. You can also donate securely online at krfp.org. Thanks for listening to the KRFP Evening Report. Coming up, Talk Nation Radio, followed by Flashpoints, the daily investigative news magazine from Pacifica Radio. Music begins with French Fries at 7:30, and Confinement Loaf is on the air with heavy music at 9 p.m. tonight. Journey Without Maps, world music at midnight. Stay tuned for more KRFP Moscow Pullman, community radio for the Palouse at 90.3 on your FM dial and online.
Programming on KRFP is supported in part by Moscow Ale House, home of the featured brewery parties. You can find Moscow Ale House at 226 West 6th Street or call 208-882-BREW. That's 208-882-2739.
For information on becoming a KRFP underwriter, go to krfp.org and click Support KRFP.
Hi, this is Mickey Huff, executive producer and co-host of the Project Censored Show. I'd like to encourage you to support KRFP Radio Free Moscow's campaign to go full power. In this age of constant assaults on media and ethics of journalism, progressive independent radio like KRFP could not be more important. Help grow community radio to be bigger than ever before and promote peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, and freedom of expression on the Palouse. Call 208-892-9300 to make your pledge today. Or go online to www.radiofreemoscow.org. That's 208-892-9300. Support Radio Free Moscow. And listen to the Project Censored Show each week right here on KRFP.
And before we get into Talk Nation Radio, a couple of announcements. Goats and Other Animals with Greg Hodapp. It's scheduled for Moscow's East City Park, but they say in case of inclement weather, the event location may be relocated to the Hamilton Indoor Recreation Center. And I think that's likely tonight. They've already relocated the movies on Theopolis Tower, which is also Thursday night, and that's going to be held indoors somewhere on the University of Idaho campus. So you can call the City Arts Department for details, 208-883-7036. But once again, scheduled for 6 p.m., Goats and Other Mammals with Greg Hodapp. Many children's favorite songs, old-time and Celtic music, and interactive nature songs from Greg Hodapp. Scheduled for 6 to 7 p.m. at Moscow's East City Park. And after that, the Moscow Arts Commission band, 7 to 8 p.m. In case of inclement weather, Hamilton Indoor Recreation Center, 1724 East F Street in Moscow. Other live music in the community, Skinny the Kid playing at the One World Cafe tonight at 8 p.m. And Art Walk is tomorrow. So from 4 to 10:30 p.m., there will be music in Moscow's East City, or Moscow's Friendship Square. They're going to close off Main Street for Art Walk. Vaudeville Etiquette, Mise, Moscow Arts Commission Band, and the Sesetskaya Marimba Ensemble, Friendship Square area, 4 to 10:30 tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Supper Club and Food, Water, Shelter at Humble Burger at 9 p.m., Landrace and Naughty Pine at John's Alley on Friday. And Saturday, Henry C. and the Willards and Yellow Dog Flats at the 1912 Center at 8 p.m., and Coral Creek Saturday at John's Alley.